A visit to the Czech Republic by David Duke, former leader of the white supremacist organization Ku Klux Klan, set off alarm bells last Friday among human rights organizations. Mr. Duke had been set to give a number of lectures at undisclosed locations in the country at the behest of right-wing extremists. But in the end, he didn't stay on Czech soil for long. On Friday, shortly after his arrival, he was arrested, questioned by the police, and then ordered to leave the country. Jan Wellinger has the details.
David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the KKK, came to the Czech Republic to promote the Czech edition of his book My Awakening, cited by many, including the Anti-Defamation League, as racist and anti-Semitic, denying the gas chambers and justifying the Holocaust. It was this publication in the end which cut his stay short. Around 24 police officers swept in against the American as he met with around 10 supporters at a restaurant in Prague's historic Malá Strana district. Police spokesman Jan Mikulovský confirmed the reason for his arrest, suspicion of promoting movements aiming to suppress human rights, through opinions expressed in his book. A little earlier I spoke to Klára Kalibová, who monitors Extremism for Tolerance and Civic Society, a watchdog group.
He was arrested because he denied the Holocaust in his book My Awakening, and that's illegal in the Czech Republic and within the territory of the Czech Republic. So he was accused of denying Holocaust. Police officer from Prague was very well prepared for Mr. Duke and all the Holocaust deniers. You have to understand that the Czech Republic suffered in the Second World War, and at least 80,000 Jews were murdered in Auschwitz and other concentration camps. That's why we have that law under which Holocaust denial is prohibited. It's a message of the Czech Republic to all Holocaust deniers.
Few doubt Mr. Duke's visit to the Czech Republic was carefully timed to coincide with a series of neo-Nazi demonstrations that have hit the country in recent weeks, increasing tensions within communities. Just last week, around 1,000 Czech police had to monitor around 300 neo-Nazis who effectively shut down the northern town of Úzký nad Labem on the eve of the anniversary of Adolf Hitler's birth. Other demonstrations have hit other areas, threatening increased intolerance and violence. By comparison, David Duke wasn't given any opportunity to make an impact. After 7 hours of questioning, he was released by the authorities and given until midnight Saturday to leave the country.
Jan Wellinger with that report.